My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're back at it tomorrow with the Falcons up at Flowery Branch. Then we'll be broadcasting live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Inviting you guys to come on out. And, of course, the morning shift. Steakhouse, Andy and Randy will be up there as well at the Ticketmaster Studios Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Mike and I will do our show at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Again, practice starts at about 5, or should I say gates open at 5. Practice is 6 to 8:30, and it's $5 if you want to come in. All money goes towards Emory Healthcare. So, again, that is their open practice, Mike. But if you haven't had a chance, you didn't go to the high school the other night, this is going to be another opportunity for you to see him.
Yeah, apparently packed house at second-year high school up in Buford Way. So apparently people got to see Kirk Cousins and, you know, MPJ for the first time, Michael Penix Jr. And as we said, yeah, unlike last couple years, balls don't hit ground. Balls go to quarterbacks' hands in the air, and they get caught by receivers and running backs.
It helps. You know, that's kind of the point, right? Throw the ball, see the ball, catch the ball. Yeah. So those things right now are happening for our Falcons, and we'll talk more about our observations and things we're seeing. Also tomorrow, we're going to try to catch up with DeMarco Helms. There is a safety battle going on right now at camp. And Richie Grant is in the middle of that battle, Mike. But DeMarco Helms is also a guy that I think is going to get, you know, some run and plenty of time as well. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, Helms got to impress a lot of the coaching staff last year, new coaching staff to impress this year. Richie Grant, I think a lot of, you know, Falcon fans kind of like at this point just kind of shrug, take it or leave it, because he's kind of had many opportunities to kind of be the man and blossom into that role. But maybe with these new coaches, they get more out of the guy. Either way, it's a battle.
Yeah, I think Richie's been getting a lot of run with the ones, which is good for him. But, you know, again, it's so early in camp. Put the pads on, man. Let me see what's going on out here for real. And we'll see that starting this week. All right, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Coming up also, Mike and I will dive into some other things that have happened this weekend. Grant McCauley's going to join us. Hopefully we'll have an update about what's going on with Ronaldo by then. And Steve Coonan, as I mentioned, normally does not join us on a Monday, but we had to push him because he's got a lot of stuff going on, so we're going to get a chance to talk to Steve Coonan today at around 5:40.
And with Steve, too, with his background in television, you know, back in the day at Turner, talk about everything from the contracts, where this thing goes now moving forward. You know, obviously, a lot of folks, fans of the TNT NBA broadcast, are very upset. And then also what he thinks about the Olympics and everything. NBC paying buku bucks, but apparently getting return on their investment for the first few days.
It's hard for me to even believe that the Olympics would be anywhere else now, right? All these years it's been on with NBC.
Right.
It's sort of like the NBA and TNT. It's almost hard for me to believe that it would be anywhere else.
Dum-dum. Yeah. I mean, exactly right. By the way, I thought Peyton Manning was kind of fun to watch. He's like a little kid out there. It's kind of funny when he goes to his, he's got his, like the plays, his cheat sheet on his wrist wrap. And he had that as he was looking at his nose. And again, it was a gag, of course, but Trigo goes like, well, what is that on your wrist? But yeah, Peyton fits. You can put him in almost any role. He'll do a good job.
Totally agree, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL. Bleep!
Welcome to the NFL.
And notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Everybody reacting to Jordan Love's new deal, which happened Friday. 4 years, $220 million, $55 million per. That's the average. And now he's the highest paid, you know, average guy in the league. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, all those guys signed deals. Mike, what do you make of this deal with Jordan Love? And did the Packers do this? Is this going to come back to bite him? Because a lot of people feel like, hey, either the Love contract or the Tua contract, something's not going to happen here.
I mean, bigger sample size with Tua. As you said, only one full season in the NFL. He's had years where he's missed games because of injury. But look, I just think you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It's the same argument. Certainly, you could argue that Jordan Love did more, although the Giants did win a playoff game. You know, the year they had to make that decision about their quarterback. But look, this is it. You're trying so hard to develop that franchise quarterback, and if you think they got the guy, you're just going to throw that money at him because to start from scratch is, you know, putting your team behind the eight ball. Only a finite amount of guys you could trade for in free agency. So guys are taking these calculated risks. You're right. Risk with Tua. Risk that, hey, is Jordan Love going to regress? Is the NFL going to figure Jordan Love out in year two? Because remember, the old irony is they didn't want to give guys $50 million who never played before. Well, now they give guys $240 million who played 1 year.
It's true. I love that Jordan Love, pardon the pun. This is reminiscent of the Allen Iverson, you know, mm-hmm. we talking about practice. Because he was talking about pressure, and he was asked about it after, you know, Friday. And they were like, so how much pressure is on you now? And his quote was, being a first-round pick, there's pressure. Becoming a starter, there's pressure. And he goes on to say, there's always pressure. Mike, he used the word pressure about 10 times in this statement. I think that's something just part of the job. You sign up for it. You know that's part of the deal. Pressure. You have to handle it. He goes on and on talking about pressure. And I said, is this Allen Iverson? We're talking about practice? Right. Either way.
Or he's a big Billy Joel fan.
Either way, he understands that now there is more pressure that comes with this. Now, right. I'll say this. What is Patrick Mahomes thinking?
I'm woefully underpaid right now.
What is Patrick Mahomes thinking? He was asked that question, and he simply said, I don't feel like I'm underpaid. The crazy thing is that Patrick Mahomes is a three-time Super Bowl champion, guys. He signed a 10-year, $450 million deal in 2020, and we all lost our minds.
Right.
Think about it now. Think about the fact that his average is, Mike, in 2026, $52 million. You got Tua and Jordan Love. This dude's a three-time MVP in the Super Bowl, and you got guys that are making more than him?
Oh, yeah. Now, how does Patrick and the Chiefs come to some kind of a, you know, agreement on this one? Because, yes, he's underpaid. Look, guys, all the sticker shock over Kirk Cousins, that $180 million, which Carl and I pointed out Friday, it's really 2 years of $45 and then a $10 million option you can walk away from. Baby spit compared to what these cats are getting. You know, and look, say what you want about Kirk Cousins' postseason record. He's won, you know, and he's won in the regular season, and he certainly put up, you know, amazing passing numbers as far as completions and touchdowns, et cetera. But obviously, you know, he's got to do more. Hopefully he'll do more here. This, to me, is just, you could argue that Trevor Lawrence wasn't worth it. Tua's not worth it. Jordan Love's not worth it. But the risk involved. We just went through 2 years of nothing that comes close to any of those guys, and that's why we went and did what we did. It's a quarterback-driven league. You got to have it. So you're just betting on the come, and you're hoping the salary cap just goes up, up, up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 404-726-0929. We were seeing this as we started the show today. The one thing you have no control over is injuries, and the Colts lose one of their sack leaders, Mike. Samson Ebukam, who tore his Achilles, 9.5 sacks for the Colts. And we were saying this. Yeah, these guys don't grow on trees, man. This is why when you have a guy that gets after the passer like this, or you have a left tackle, Mike, those guys go down, your season, you're looking at your season potentially changing. So the Colts now need to add some more pass rush, but this guy was really coming into his own last season.
They've got one of our favorite names in the league, Quiddy Pay. they got Quiddy Pay. They got Defoe. They got DeForest Buckner. We ran into him at the Indy 500. He was at, was it St. Elmo's Steakhouse? Took us like 2 weeks to figure out who the big guy was in the corner of the room. But yeah, they got a nice defense, but that's a huge loss, man. That's some serious sack production.
No doubt. The Browns, by the way, Nick Chubb, Georgia stand-up, they say he's still got a little ways to go in rehab. I'm hoping that Chubb's able to come back. Man, he was off to such a great start last year. Georgia fans remember him, you know, in the knee injury at Tennessee and how ugly that was, but he came back from that. So they're saying, Mike, he was seen Friday running full-speed sprints, doing light agility drills, but the Browns are saying Chubb's still got a ways to go. Now, we got a long way before the start of the season. My guess is he'll be ready, but everybody's wondering about these timetables, right? And how long it's going to take. And how does a guy feel 100%? Cousins looks fine to us, but nobody's chasing him.
No, he'll be in those controlled environments in the scrimmage starting with Miami next week. But, yeah, I mean, it's go time. Your team was good enough to go to the playoffs with like a 60-year-old quarterback. Oh, sorry. Joe Flacco's not that old. It just looked like it at times. Hey, by the way, just to bring it back to the injury with the Colts, you know what they do have? They drafted?
Who?
Leota Leita.
First guy off the board.
So that'll be the first edge rusher, as Carl mentioned, in the 2024 draft. Guess what? Your reps just doubled, man. You'll be out there. So they do have a lot, too.
They do, and I don't know. My guess is, Mike, the plan was to start him, but he was going to be able to learn behind these guys. They got two good edge guys. Well, they had to, but you're right. He'll see some more playing time. As we go around the National Football League, guys, Cowboys continue to be in the news. Mike, everybody else is getting contracts. Dak is not. CeeDee Lamb is still not at camp.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You just got to pay. Jerry, whatever you think, that soundbite we played, which I'm literally talking in circles on Friday. Dak is, I'm a fan of Dak. Well, then sign him. Stop talking about it and do the deal. Matter of fact, do the deal now before the contract goes up, right?
It's going to go up.
Either way, hey, what do you do with CeeDee Lamb? You got his car. He's under contract. He's got to be there at some point.
He does. He had the best, put this in perspective, right? Michael Irvin, all these guys, all the 88s, Drew Pearson, doesn't matter. He had the best single season for a Cowboy wide receiver in the history of the franchise last year.
Better than a playmaker, you just said.
So
that's incredible.
That's why he's like, I'll be in Houston working out, guys. Call me when you're serious. Apparently, the Cowboys offered a deal on Friday, Mike. Don't know what it looks like. Nobody's saying anything, but he's not there.
We're all in.
I mean, it's just, you know what you think? You watch, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, you watch it. You hear these sound bites of Jerry Jones. I really don't think he knows what he's doing. I mean, you know, at some point, we've seen it here in Atlanta. We've seen it around other teams. Sometimes the guys in charge don't really know what they're doing.
No. Sometimes being all in means you narrow, you remove the months out here that are in the future.
Okay, then. Well, go get your wide receiver and your quarterback on the team. Let's go win a Super Bowl.
What did he just say? I don't even know what he just said.
There's the near future. And then there's the far future. Remember, Sesame Street? Near,
far. Yeah.
There's the far future, and then there's the
I have no idea what he just said.
Me neither. I've lost all faith that they're ever going to get figured this out. McCarthy's last year, you know, Dak's potential last year, CeeDee Lamb, who knows? Go get it done. Take away the distractions. Get everybody in camp. You mentioned this the other day. Oh, by the way, he's looking to sign Micah Parsons. He's going to get, it'll be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL.
No, there is no doubt. Hey. Especially if he's first team all defense again this year.
Speaking of high bills, high cost of football, a story in the Sports Business Journal. Buffalo Bills fans,
welcome to the world of the personal seat license.
Now, they're not going to put those folks in the rust belt in the entire stadium in the PSL, but folks who used to sit in the middle part of the stadium is now called club level.
Okay.
And club level entails a personal seat license. Buffalo native Joe Bruce Gull, he said he's trimmed some of the tickets. This seat license, it's not a nice thing. It's very frustrating, he tells the Buffalo newspaper. I don't really see it as a value. But, you got to go. If you want to go, you got to do it. No blank Sherlock. Man, do we hate the personal seat license. But they are going to do it in the club level only for Buffalo for the new stadium.
That's cool. Because they have legions of fans that have been fans for years.
Wow.
And you want to
man,
you want to set them off? Do all PSLs around that stadium. I mean, all these new stadiums look great, but I think that's a smart play by Buffalo.
Right.
NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Oren's got that for us. But before we get there, we got to talk about something you might have missed this weekend. Stay there. We're going to tell you about it next. In case you missed it over the weekend, we've gotten some clarity. Well, I didn't need any. I don't think Mike needed any, but maybe the rest of the country needed some. That we have the best safety in the National Football League. And if you don't believe me, well, just ask the folks who make Madden 25. Because Mike, Jesse Bates is the highest rated free safety on the game, period. He comes in rated at 97. Now, just to put that in perspective, Tyreek Hill has a 99 overall rating, okay? Tyreek Hill is the top-rated wide receiver, but a 99 overall rating. Jesse Bates has a 97 overall rating. Jesse Bates is the best safety in the National Football League, any place for Atlanta Falcons. So we've known this,
right?
But when you get guys, and this is what we were talking about,
the players take this stuff serious. Now, again, you know, they may hate the fact that you think that they're just a piece of meat on your fantasy football team, but boy, do they follow this stuff, because I mean, it really is like a pecking order in the NFL. So he's got a higher one than Antoine Winfield,
because
that would be his probably nearest competition.
94 to 97, and the thing is, this is why it matters. And you're gonna say, "Well, what do you do?" We talk about brand names and having star power. Kids play these games. Adults play them as well. There's a lot of gamers that listen to this show. But the fact is, when you start to realize, oh, he's one of the highest rated players, you get that recognition, Mike. We haven't had a lot of this.
No.
We haven't had a lot of guys that rate high on Madden and kids want to play the game. We talked about this with Steve Koonin. Trey on NBA 2K, for what it's worth, he's like a 90-something rating. Trey is damn near unstoppable on the game. He's great. You want to play with those guys. And my point is, this is great for Jesse, but it's also great for the Falcons.
Right, and it goes back to everything we've talked about on the team with A.J. Terrell and being, you know, being a turnover machine. We got to crank those up, be more ball hawking. You know, edge rushers, I mean, you think about it. You know, this is a team that, you know, Deion Sanders played for the Falcons. D'Angelo Hall played for the Falcons, you know. And we've had some dudes in the secondary, but, you know, you're right. The guys, who's the household name? With all due respect to Chris Lindstrom, you're never going to get the juice as an interior lineman.
No.
Even though we think he's one of the best, if not the best guards in the league.
It's funny, because you would play, even though they have a quarterback situation right now, you would play with the Vikings because Justin Jefferson is a 98 overall rating. Because you know you could throw the ball to him and he's going to make damn near every catch, right? That's part of this.
Right.
You want to play with the stars. Mike, CeeDee Lamb is a 96 overall rating on the Madden game. I think that matters only from the standpoint of hardcore football fans and gamers want to play with the best players, and you start to recognize. You're playing the Falcons, you're like, oh, we're going to beat them. Jesse gets a pick six on the game, and you're like, oh, he's got a 97 rating.
It's one of those things we were talking about last week. You know, not like he's coming in here with like a chip on his shoulder or an edge, but yeah. Drake London wants to be one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He's told us that on and off the air.
Yes.
No one thinks Drake London is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL because he's had bums throwing him the football the last 2 years.
Bum.
And this could be one of those breakout years where, you know, maybe this is, you know, guys, it's funny. Guys are asking us at Hooters on Friday. We'll be back there Tuesday and Wednesday, guys, at Mall of Georgia as part of our Falcons coverage. But they're saying, do you think this year, should you draft a Falcon player? I said, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, you got a reliable, if nothing else, in a points per reception league, everybody's going to be making some big time numbers, right?
I think you're right. And here's the thing, too. Like, think about the tight ends. Kyle Pitts should be one of the top tight ends on this game. Kyle Pitts should be a guy that people want to play with on this game. Now, he talked about playing the video game, the new college game on Friday, and he was like, look, you know, I think he said, you know, it was the quarterbacks are playing more of it than he has been playing. But the fact is that this matters only from that standpoint. And if you're a football fan and you're playing fantasy football, you're keeping up with a lot of these guys that you normally would not. But this is also how kids get to know who these stars are and who these brand names are. So when I look at this wide receiver list, Mike, I'm like, okay, the last guy on here is Mike Evans. He's rated in the top 10. He's rated as a 91. Drake London should be on this list.
Right. It's funny. We talk about the kids and the connection, like with the sport and the video games. Like our engineer, our old engineer, Eric Davis, he's got a son, and their dog's name, they named the dog Jefferson after Justin Jefferson. So literally, they've got a dog named Jefferson Davis.
That's right. That's true.
Well, there's a lot of irony there. If you've met Eric, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, but the kid loves that player. And now guess what? Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy trying to get him those numbers this year.
Yeah, and we'll see. And when I say that Drake needs to be on this list, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying he's better than these guys. This is what he aspires to, and this is what Mike was saying. He could be, if he had a quarterback, and we think he does now, to get him the rock and be having 1,000-yard seasons over and over and be recognized around the league. 404-726-0929. You may not be a Madden guy. There are millions of people that are. And the thing is, it lends itself to having players become more credible, Mike, whether you believe it or not, because kids talk about, man, you can't beat this guy on the game. And that's who you want to play with. I want to play with the cool guys.
Right. That's why, I mean, we joke around all the time. The last time I had a Madden game, it was just me running Mike Vick up the yin-yang.
You know, because you couldn't stop it.
You could not. Now, throwing was, you know, a mixed bag. But, yes, you could not stop it. You could not beat him on the field. It was a lot of fun. By the way, it's funny, I brought that up last week about getting an old PlayStation. Now everyone say, look, just you got to bite the bullet, get the PS5, or if you're an Xbox guy, and get to work. And
Xbox forever.
And as we heard Kyle Pitts say, it's even difficult for a guy who's, you know, a professional athlete to figure out how the hell the new buttons work on the Madden game.
It's a lot.
The college game, EA Sports.
The combinations, it's a lot. And I said this, I told you guys weeks ago, I'm going to get the game, and I still haven't gotten it yet. But I'm going to get to it because I do want to check it out and I do want to play it. But, yeah, hearing people say this, and then Chris brought that up about guys having issues, you know, learning the combinations with the buttons. I'm like,
there was a guy, I posted a video online on Twitter this weekend, and it was a video of somebody, like, with an open field, and they went to hit the celebration button because it said to do this, hit celebrate, this button combination. But they hit the wrong button instead, and they lateraled the ball backwards.
Fumble.
And they fumbled it, yes. They went from having like an open touchdown to the ball goes the opposite way and it gets recovered for a fumble.
I guess I'm going to be like in practice mode a lot if I get this new this college game. Hey, by the way, while we're talking about the game itself, do you feel you get anything as a fan from an interview with a coach at either the end of the quarter, end of the half? Do you feel you're getting anything that's even worth going down to the sideline reporter for?
No. Mike, it's rare and far few between that we actually feel like we got something. No, I don't. I mean, I get why they do it, but no.
The NFL has clarified, per a league spokesman, we were requested by television networks. It's funny, it actually came up in that Sunday ticket trial about the added value of what you're, you know, there's no added value in that. But talking about what coaches are going to be doing, apparently all clubs, you have to provide a head coach or either offense or defensive coordinator for an in-game on-camera interview at the end of the quarter breaks or at halftime.
Okay.
But I just, you don't get anything. You know, it's same thing for college, same thing for pros. Got to do a better job at tackling. Yeah, we got to run the ball. Ball more effective, run the ball. Okay, thanks. Thanks, coach. You didn't get, I don't know. Am I missing something? Yeah. Or are you feeling that you're getting any added value from that? No, exactly.
You really think I'm going to answer that question?
Come on, Kirby. I think every now and then Saban would do it purposely, right, going into the half. He might say something.
We can't get these guys to tackle over here in the secondary.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and it would be fun. Like, okay, he's going to go in on
his move his arms. You know, exactly.
But, Mike, yeah, I just, you know, what are these guys going to – I just don't feel like –
Mike Leach is dead. The only guy I ever wanted to hear from was Mike Leach in these interviews.
Because he didn't care. He would literally go there. But yeah, I don't feel like you get it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, if you're getting creamed or you know, your team is sucking, are you willing enough to go there and say it? Right. You know, I'm going to talk to these guys at halftime. We suck right now. Is he going to do it?
We were talking earlier last segment in the NFL Blitz about all the quarterbacks getting paid and whether, like, you just got to pay the piper and you hope that the guy stays healthy if it's Tua or if you're Jordan Love that you did tap into the guy at the right time. Well, it's pretty funny. We talked about Daniel Jones, the Giants, damned if they do, damned if they didn't. Well, it's funny. It's not Daniel Jones, but did you hear a certain quarterback in the Giants quarterback room who said, you know what? They don't re-sign me. Big gamble. Big gamble if they cut me. Tommy DeVito.
DeVito!
Yeah, this 6 hours ago. Oh, NFL.com. Tommy DeVito talking to the media. Be a big gamble if the Giants cut me. You know, Tommy Cutlets, you know what you're getting.
What's his family going to stop doing cutlets and pregame stuff in the parking lot?
It was a great story. I loved it. I loved his family. That's a stretch.
Pretty funny. He says, I'm going to put them in a situation to make a decision. It's going to be up to them, but I'll do my job.
Ah, yeah, right, Tommy. I love the story, though, Mike. He came in. He was a spark for a second, right?
Right.
He was a
spark. But if you remember, if you've been watching, it's not been the most compelling if you've been watching the Hard Knocks in season or in preseason, but they did add Drew Locke, and they were pretty excited about picking up Drew Locke as their new backup behind Daniel Jones. So now you marginalized Tommy Cutlets, not for nothing.
I'm going to make him make a decision. Really?
All right. They've, you know, by the way, Drew Locke's gotten more, you know, he's kind of got like more lives than a, you know, like a cat, you know. People just see that arm strength and he just kind of bounces around and gets decent paychecks to be the backup.
By the way, Hard Knocks with the Bears, which I'm absolutely interested in, starts on August 6th. So if you're curious about that, which I think it takes it all the way up to like the first, right before Labor Day, I think it's 4 or 5 weeks of shows on HBO with Hard Knocks and the Bears. 404-726-0929, guys, this hour, again, is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. All right, we're coming back. Big O has got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. Also, we told you in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get a chance to talk to Connor Riley, and get you caught up. Dog's about to start camp, too. And, Mike,
the Ra-Ra Thomas situation.
It's probably one of the most frustrating things over the weekend, talking to people. Hardcore dog fans sometimes can be hard-headed. It's unfortunate. I'm just saying. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm trying to get holier than thou when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's just... The optics are bad. I mean, whether you're, as you said, you're a hardcore fan and you don't give a crap about any kind of collateral damage that could happen on the streets of Athens, but at some point, some things have to change over there.
All right, Guy Talks on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll talk to our buddy Connor Riley, also Grant McCauley around the corner. The latest on our Braves as they head to Milwaukee, and the trade deadline is looming. Grant's on a little bit earlier today, rather in the 4 o'clock than the 5 o'clock hour. That's because Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, is going to stop by. All right, we're talking about a lot of things going on. Falcons and training camp, they're off today. They're back at it tomorrow. Pads, Mike, I can't wait. As we'll see some action up front. Again, nobody's getting taken down to the ground. You're not trying to hurt your own guys, but there's going to be some contact. And, you know, this is some of the stuff that you learn about players we're going to learn this week, or at least starting this week, Mike. And then they go to Miami for those dual practices.
Right. And we've seen walkthroughs where, again, you could see a guy maybe miss an assignment inside. But, you know, there's some contact, too, even though they're wearing the shells. But now you're right. Now we want to see these young rookies, all these defensive studs. Ruka, ro, 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 ro. We talked earlier about Zach Harrison, who literally looks like Ben Grimm from the Fantastic Four. So hopefully, man, we'll get to see these guys. Pads are popping on Wednesday.
All right, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The cab's here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Colonel is out. He's going to do the night show tonight, as a matter of fact. He'll be back with us tomorrow up at Hooters, which means Big O has got Yeah Man, No Man. Big O, how was your weekend?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys something, and if my wife is listening, uh-oh, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, me admitting this. But I'll say this. Wifey and I, we've had the conversation, and we want to expand our family.
Whoa.
Let's expand our family. We want to do that. And with expanding our families, if there's children in the car, please cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
Something has to happen. There is an act that occurs between a husband and a wife.
The wiener has to go in the bun.
Okay, that's a little bit too much. But yes, this is true.
To get that stork to deliver that baby on the doorstep 9 months from now. This was a weekend that the calendar and the clocks all lined up.
Uh-huh.
So got that.
Someone was feeling very fertile.
Got that text on Thursday like, hey, it's that time this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be great. Like, I went to the grocery store. Like, I got some sports drinks. Went to Chick-fil-A, got like 7 chicken biscuits. I'm like, I'm a carbo load. I'm going to do all this stuff.
Did you have a corner man?
Did I have a corner man? No.
Get in there, Warren. No, get in there.
Recovery drinks and all.
Or is it there? Hold on. Take a time out. He's getting out of the bed. Cut me, Mickey. Cut me.
Did you get any energy drinks, bro?
I'm going to tell you what, guys. It is Monday morning. I am freaking exhausted.
All right. Hard work. Hard dang work.
And you get in your head where it's like, you're like, man, this is going to be a fun weekend. And then it happens and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore right now.
Wow. And like, it's not like you can go to the right-hander in the bullpen. I mean, this is what you got to give a complete game in this effort.
I can't call anybody else up because
it's true.
We got very fortunate with our first child. It wasn't the first month that it happened, but the month that it did happen, it was just one occurrence.
Okay. Mm.
One occurrence, boom.
Yeah.
It was timed up perfectly. This time, we're going the other route where it's like, all right, let's just – as many attempts as possible, let's do this.
Okay.
And the first couple times, you know, it starts off very affectionate.
Yes.
And
then
fun.
It becomes work, is what you're saying. It's work. That's what you're telling us.
That last time.
Wow, man. You buck up, man. What's wrong with you? Sexy redhead wife. Get your helmet on.
I love my wife so
much. Get in the game, man.
I love my wife so much.
I hear you, Orin.
But I tell you what, I'm glad that time clock, that time card has been punched for the final time this weekend. Hopefully.
Orin, I need you again.
Take it from a guy who's been married 10 years. I'll put my hand up for that kind of duty because I got to tell you. You know, there comes a time where I got to be honest. You know, I look at Carl sometimes like, wow, Becky was really amorous this weekend. That's twice in a year for me now. I'm ahead of schedule.
That's a good word. Orin, to your point about it happening immediately, I'll tell you this real quick. We were, at the time, we were in Texas, and I built a house, right? Mm. Literally, we were moving. We didn't have Trent, obviously, you know, as you said, the planning process was going in.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to expand our family. Right. And literally as soon as we moved in, it was like, we're going to enjoy this house. It's going to be so much fun. And we got a new neighborhood and new neighbors. And, oh, I want to do this. I'm pregnant. Like that.
That quick.
Mm. So to your point, sometimes it happens immediately, and then other times you
got to put in the work.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, just it's, I don't know if the process is completed for this.
Get back on that horse. Get back on that horse,
I love
pal.
How he's talking about this, yeah. Mike. The I mean, process.
You make it sound like you're putting together something from IKEA, for crying out loud.
No, it really.
You got a sexy wife. Go to do the work. Put the work in, man.
It starts off fun, but at the end, Mike, when the numbers start to increase,
right?
It becomes very technical where it's like, all right, we got like 10 minutes. You good? Let me go, like, just eat a spoonful of peanut butter real quick.
Was it like the Big Lebowski, by the way? Is she doing like yoga poses afterwards?
Yes.
No, to make sure happens. You ensure inception and all that. That wow. Yeah,
timing is everything, though. Timing is everything.
So, yeah. Shout out to
get your mind right.
Yeah, come on. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody likes a quitter, Carl.
Timing's everything.
Hey, if I gotta once more, then
does she want a baby girl?
I want a baby girl.
Oh,
I want a baby girl. If she gets if we get another baby boy, I think we're okay with that. Well, God, I'm making it seem like I want the baby. No, if it's a baby boy, that's awesome. If it's a baby girl, then we would like one of each. That would be the plan. But
nice.
We'll see what happens.
That's so sweet. Good for you. Get back in. Get back. Well, again, go get some Chick-fil-A. Get back on the horse, man. Let's go.
You look a little dehydrated, though.
Your bag's under your eyes, dude. Right now, I get it. I thought you was on a bender or something. I was on sex patrol.
Get some water, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I woke up this morning. I was like, what the heck did I do this weekend? Wow. Oh, my gosh. I shouldn't be sore.
Not to get too much into your private business, but you've already broached that subject matter, Carl.
I really have. Yes.
Is it purely pleasure or just results driven at this point?
Results.
That's what it's saying. Like,
it's results.
If you shoot 20 shots, Carl, you got a better chance of scoring.
The husbands out there who have done the process, you probably can go with me on this one. It starts off like, yeah. Then at the end, it's just like, we got 3 minutes.
Mm.
You go ahead and start without me, and I'll join in. That's what it's going to be.
Clock's ticking.
Clock, yes. Yes,
are
go
you,
ahead.
Are you going to come in here?
You ready? All right, let's do this. It becomes right, a...
There's a scene, I forget what... I think it was a movie, it was Bananas. Now, I know Woody Allen's kind of gone off the reservation, but there was a movie in the 60s where Woody Allen, it's a sex scene with his girlfriend, and so they have Howard Cosell is calling it, and they got Don Dunphy, the boxing announcer, and so Woody Allen's having sex with his girlfriend. He goes, wait a minute, there's a cut over Mellish's eye. And so he's got to pause, and the doctor looks... They're in bed under the comforter. He looks up. They're going to let the fight... They're going to let it continue, and they go on, and they had like people that's sitting funny. in the bedroom, like in like row seating. It was a hysterical scene.
Oh my gosh! So yeah, just let you guys behind the curtain a little bit there.
I'm glad you did. I wondered why you were a little dehydrated. So,
just if I'm a little bit, just kind of just the energy is kind of picking up a little bit as we go on to the day. But there was definitely this was a 4-vitamin morning. I'm not gonna lie, gentlemen.
Very demanding.
4-vitamin.
Very demanding.
Yeah. Moving right along here. Let's go to the Olympics. How about that? The Olympics have plenty of athlete stars out there doing their thing, but there is a guy out there who's at events and cheering right now who is getting a ton of pub, and that is one Snoop Dogg, Calvin Brodus. This morning I'm watching skateboarding, and I see Snoop at the skateboarding event cheering skateboarders on. Snoop is at the swimming events. But so far, the highlight of Snoop's time out there in Paris, calling some badminton.
Right, this is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see it, don't stop till the casket drop. They rocking and rolling, back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. No, over here. No, over there. What about over there? No, what about there? No, give me that. I need that. That too. No, sit down somewhere. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
That was a good point.
So, yeah.
Alrighty then.
I saw Snoop. Somebody tweeted about Snoop, the fact that he's at the Olympics and the coverage that he's getting. Yeah, man, no, man. Is Snoop Dogg the most popular rapper out there right now? The most popular rapper of all time?
Wow.
It's hard to deny. Mm. I think with his crossover appeal, Mike and I were talking about the Dos Equis commercials and whatnot. I think Corona, excuse me. I would tell you, too, 50 has... He's kind of gotten into a stratosphere of his own as well, but he's not with Snoop, man. I think you might be right about this. There are guys who might have made more money and have done financially better, right? We know, but even with that, Mike, Snoop's one of the highest paid guys,
right.
You know, whether you're talking about him doing a show or him showing up for an event or whatever it might be.
You might, again, even if you're not like a hip hop fan at the time in the 90s when he was breaking, right? You're right. As, even though, you know, you could argue Jay-Z is like one of the biggest brands, and there's others out there, but he's the guy who's had the most crossover potential and has maximized it. From the TV commercials to, you know, just everything. Look, he is front and center on the number one broadcast. I mean, NBC paid all this money to get it. And the pop culture reference, he's just sort of become like this, the ultimate crossover pop culture guy.
Absolutely he is. And good for Snoop, too. But it's because
we're not talking, by the way, if you're going, what about Kendrick?
What about Drake?
We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the
phenomenon. And can you put Drake in this role? No, you could put a microphone in Drake's face at a basketball game. He bet $1 million on. But does he have the charisma to pull off what Snoop is doing here, nightly?
And more importantly, too, do I want to see Drake doing those things or do I want to see Snoop doing those things?
He's more likable.
I want to see Snoop doing those things.
Because you don't know what he's going to say. Just like with that description.
The funniest thing, which we played this audio about 5 or 6 years ago when Snoop was in on a Kings television broadcast hockey and a fight breaks out and you're like, oh, he's swinging on cuz. It was absolute gold. You put him in any environment, it's generally going to be entertaining.
Yeah, because you know what? He's Snoop.
He's Snoop.
Regardless of what
he's
doing. And that is why. Yeah, I'm with you on that. You got me thinking about it. I'm like, Cube, maybe. And then it's Snoop.
Last one here, guys. Thursday, after I finished the show, decided I was going to head to the movie, so I went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine. Absolutely loved it. I was not alone in seeing it, as Deadpool and Wolverine has become the highest opening weekend grossing R-rated movie of all time. $483 million worldwide, $205 domestically, on its way probably to getting $1 billion.
Wow.
The Marvel industry kind of took a step back the past few movies, but the excitement around Deadpool and Wolverine, the marketing around it, it exceeded the numbers that they thought they were going to make. So, guys. You got to go check out Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, it's on my to-do list this week when we're not up there at Falcons camp. I know the wife wants to see it. We've always liked the Deadpool movies. And Carl, it's a winning combination. They even did like a podcast on SiriusXM about this. So you can't avoid it. They've really put everything into the marketing. But Ryan Reynolds gets marketing, certainly.
He's funny, man. It's just brilliant. It really is.
Right.
And it's funny because I was catching up this weekend on going back and watch, because I'm a big Marvel dude, and I've watched all these movies, but you know, you get, sometimes you forget how funny it was. I went back and watched Deadpool 2. I can't wait to see this one with the reviews, but I'm even more excited about what we found out about Marvel this weekend with the two additional Avengers movies coming out in 26 and 27, which we're running out of time, but that got everybody excited with the Russo brothers coming back. And if you guys don't know, the Russo brothers basically did, in my opinion, the four best Marvel movies, obviously Infinity War, and then they did
Captain America.
They did Winter Soldier, which is one of my favorites. But they said, we were mentally spent, took some time off. They're coming back. They're going to do these next two, and there's a new villain. It's going to be great.
We'll talk about that because I want to get your – because I'm not as familiar with this world as you guys are. We'll talk about it in Guy Talk because this is blowing people's minds who follow the Marvel world.
Shout out to Hi Jeremy, the at Hi Jeremy there on Twitter, who just tweeted at me, hang in there, my friend.
On that note. Oren, during the commercial break, I found the Fielding Mellish Honeymoon Night video from the movie Bananas. I put it up at Mike Bell ATL as Howard Cosell gives play-by-play of the man on his honeymoon night.
Brandon says the pressure is heavy. It's heavy. I hear you, man. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to go on the sidelines with the Dogs. We'll talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation, the latest on Ra-Ra Thomas, and camp getting underway for the Dogs this week as well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery.
Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.